Welcome to the Ken Brailsford Podcast. For today's episode, we decided to play you Ken's concluding comments from the 2017 Zija Summit. Now, you'll notice that Ken's comments seemed to be cut a little bit short. That was mostly because he was losing his voice at the very end. But that doesn't minimize the power of what it is that he had to say. So again, we hope you enjoy this. This is Ken's 2017 Zija Summit speech.
How are you? Thank you. It's great to be here with you today. These are always exciting times. We come from all over the world, really, and we spend 3-4 days, a couple of days coming and going. And I want to ask you a little bit of a question today. Why are you really here? What motivated you to come here? What do you want to accomplish? What do you want to take home to those that know you're here? Think about those things. Are you here just for the entertainment? Are you here to learn something? Are you here because you're expected to be here? Why are you really here? I believe our lives are always like that. We go through life trying to determine what we're supposed to be, what we're supposed to do, what we're supposed to accomplish, who we really are. And too many of us don't think highly enough of ourselves. I've told you before, many times, that we're here for a purpose. We are sons and daughters of God. He had a purpose for us. And just like you who are parents want your children to grow up and be better than you, be smarter than you, be more educated than you, more successful in life than you, and to raise your grandchildren and so on from generations down even better than you and to have more opportunities, God is the same way with us. He wants us to be better than we can be or we think we can be. And so often in life, we're faced with people around us saying, oh, you're not smart, or you shouldn't do that, or you can't do that. What do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be the President of the United States. Oh, you couldn't be the President of the United States, right? We put ourselves down. In reality, any of us, if we wanted to pay the price, could become the President of the United States. We can accomplish anything we want to accomplish because God wants us to accomplish what we're capable of accomplishing. And I believe He gives us the path to follow in life of where He wants us to go, what He wants us to accomplish, what He wants us to do. And then we listen to the naysayers. And so often the naysayers are people in our families sometimes, oh, you shouldn't do that or you don't want to do that. No, listen to your own heart and what you want to accomplish and what you want to do. Don't be afraid to do those things. There's nobody in the world any better than you are. There's nobody in the world that God loves any more than you. God loves you. He wants you to be successful. So you reach out and do it. You become the best that you can do and the best that you can become. Now, I'm on probably the 80 percentile of my life, maybe 80, maybe even 85%. And I've seen a lot of things, experienced a lot of things. And it takes people to move this kind of a business forward and bless the lives of millions of people. We haven't even scratched the surface. We're not even scratching the surface, any of us, individually or as a company. There's so much more we can do by sharing and building and giving. And if we think of other people instead of just ourselves, if we think about what can I do to help you and bless your life, everything comes back to us. Cast our bread upon the waters and it comes back multiple times, much more. So we have to grow and progress and become. We have to quit thinking about the mistakes that we've made or the problems that we have, or we don't have enough money to do this or enough money to do that, or I couldn't possibly do that. I couldn't possibly get on the stage in front of people and talk to them. That's not me. It's not my ability. The minute we start putting those roadblocks up in our lives, we start to fail. There's a Maui proverb that says, turn your face to the light, to the sun, and all the shadows will fall behind you. Don't look back at those shadows. See, if the sun's there and you look back like this, you're gonna see the shadows again. And then we think, oh, I was stupid, I did this, I did that. Look, I must be really a poor person. But turn away from it. Let the shadows go away. Face the sun. And we'll grow and progress. And we'll become better and better. We have to learn, probably the most difficult thing that we have in life to do as we go through and we make mistakes, two things. Stop dwelling on the mistakes by looking behind, number one. And number two, learn to forgive. First of all, forgive ourselves. And if other people have harmed us or hurt us or put us down, learn to forgive them too. Because it's generally those people that have made it hard for us to progress. And it's they do that because they're not progressing. They don't want you to be better than them. See, it's easy to put people down. Probably all of us have done that at times in our lives. Sometimes intentionally, sometimes not intentionally. It's easy to do that. But we need to learn to forgive. And those people that have done it to us, we need to forgive and forget and move forward. And by us releasing them through forgiveness, they'll be able to progress and do better. We can't say, I don't want anything to do with that person. They're so negative. They're so bad. I can't do that. We just hold ourselves back. So we need to move forward. So the real question is not only why you're here and what you're doing, what are you going to do with it when you go home? Are you going to go out and build the business? Really build it. I don't care how much you've built it in the past, you're capable of doing so much more. You set the goals and you work for it. And like Dan Jensen said, have these smaller goals. Don't look so far out that you can't really ever conceive of yourself achieving that. Don't do that to yourself. Take these baby steps, one step at a time, little success here, little success there, and you will succeed. And put your motivations in the right place. Do these things to help other people. The money will always take care of itself if you do that. But you will go through challenges, always. Nothing's 100% straight up to success. For every thing you succeed at, you're going to have 10 or 20 things that you're going to stub your toe on. You have to look beyond that. You have to grow. You have to get rid of those shadows and not focus on them and continue to think about them. Then, and only then, will you be able to become what you were sent here to become. Be the best that you can become. Don't think, you know, oh gee, why does that guy have to make $1 million and I only make 900,000? Really? Don't think about those kind of things. Think about being the best you can be. You do the best you can be, and then pretty soon you'll start in this company, start to rise in ranks. You'll be up here. You'll have more people working with you and building your business with you. Learn to love and appreciate those people and accomplish everything you can accomplish. Nothing will make you a failure if you do that. You won't all be the millionaires, but you'll be successful. Now let's go out and do it. When we leave, make it happen. Thank you very much. Love you.
Thanks for listening, and we hope you enjoyed Ken's comments. If you'd like to find out more about what Ken does, you can visit his website at kenbrailsford.com.